Great. Thank you, Fenton.
Well, I want you to know that most of the judges strike.
So it's 9:37. It sounds like some more folks are calling in, and because of the time constraints, folks, let's go ahead and get started. On who's on the phone? Hello?
Todd Court.
Elise Kelly, ODFW.
Melissa Johnson from NEMT.
Jeff Ziller, Kelly Reese, ODFW.
Aaron Kobolchuk, Core.
Chad Helms, Core.
Phone. All right, in the room, we've got me, Sutton Khan.
Chris Malay.
Rachel Neuenhoff.
John Fielder.
John Rarsich.
Christy Fortuny.
Chris Walker.
Natalie Richard. Kelly James.
And Ian Van Gore. All right, and Aaron, can you hear us all clearly? Because depending on you to take most of the notes.
Yes, there are a couple of quiet people. Maybe they could speak loudly.
So, we're going to get started, and the first thing I'd like to do is make sure that we didn't have any changes or corrections to last month's meeting notes. I sent it out about a week ago. Aaron took some really good notes, and I sent it out. It was the Detroit update. So does anybody have any corrections or additions or changes to the meeting minutes before we finalize it? And if you need another day or two, we can certainly do that. I'd like to finalize it by next week. Who just joined us?
This is Mike Hudson, U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
Sorry about the phone number confusion. We had some issues with the conference line and also with the web meeting. So we're not going to do a web meeting today. I was only going to show some pictures of the new foster fish weir, but I can hold off on that and show it at the next meeting. And today's agenda is really a check-in and updates from the different teams. But before we do that, I'd like to finalize the meeting minutes from last month. Or if people need another day or two, I'd like to at least finalize it by next Monday. Silence. So are the meeting minutes good? Can we go ahead and finalize it, or does any of the other agencies have any comments?
This is Mike. I'm fine with the meeting minutes.
Thanks, Mike. How about ODFW? Do you guys have any additions, comments, or are you good with the meeting minutes?
I don't have any comments.
I haven't read it. I read it. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me.
Then I would say
ODFW
is fine.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and finalize it. If somebody catch anything last minute in the next day or two, please let me know. Otherwise, we'll finalize it and call it good. So the agenda today is really a check-in. And like I said, we don't have the web meeting up, but the only thing I was going to show on the web meeting was some pictures of the foster fish weir. We did get the fish weir in, but I'll talk about that when we get to the foster update. We have a few requests to change some things around on the agenda. We're going to move the Detroit update up front because Elise has to run off, and then we'll go to Fall Creek because Natalie has to run off, and then we're going to talk Foster and then end with Cougar. So let's jump right in and get the Detroit update from Christy.
So we had both the selective withdrawal structure 30% DDR out for review, as well as the floating screen structure. Sorry. Selective withdrawal structure was the 60% DDR, and floating screen structure was the 30% DDR. I believe the selective withdrawal structure review period is over. We've gotten a few comments. We're still waiting on a few more.
Yeah, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Oregon provided comments, and we are expecting those very soon. Melissa wrote to me yesterday saying they were coming. So we appreciate your comments, everyone.
Okay.
And we will respond and incorporate them into the report as we work towards the 90%.
Okay, and the floating screen structure is still out there for review. I don't remember what that due date was, but it must be sometime soon.
I think it was the end of March.
Okay.
I want to say I think it was Friday, this Friday, coming Friday.
Okay. That one's still out there?
Yeah, we have not received any comments on the floating screen structure.
Okay, so currently the team is working on the selective withdrawal structure 90% DDR. That will be going out for review sometime in August. And then floating screen structure 60% DDR would be going out for review sometime in June. So those are the next two milestones that we have coming up.
Okay, so June would be your next milestone. We would have, an agenda to go discuss this.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions on the Detroit update? Please don't forget to get your comments in.
I have a little update on
EIS. Okay. I'm going to move the phone over to Kelly. So Karen is really capturing all the notes. We want to make sure she can hear everybody.
Thanks. Hi, this is Kelly. I just had a little update on the EIS. We've decided to extend the schedule so that it doesn't line up with the DDR in August, coming out in August. But actually, the draft EIS will now come out later in 2019. It'll overlap a little bit with plans and specs. But in order to keep the public up to date, we're going to release the public scoping report, which summarizes all the scoping comments and our responses to it, as well as an interim alternative screening report so folks can see how we've screened the alternatives so far. So if any of you would like to review those before they go out, I'm happy to send those off. The screening, the scoping report, I'm hoping to get out in this coming month, in late April. So I can send that out as soon as we have a draft completed, so almost done. And then I'd also like to set up meetings with ODFW, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and NIMS to discuss roles and responsibilities as a cooperating agency. Still haven't heard back from ODFW and NIMS on whether or not you'd like to be a cooperating agency. So maybe we can discuss what it really would mean for you and then go from there. So just heads up that I'll be sending out meeting requests soon.
Thanks, Kelly. Any questions for Kelly or the EIS?
Just a comment. This is Kelly Reese. I need to follow up with Bernadette. I thought that we had responded on being a cooperative agency, so I'll follow up with that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Christy. So we're going to switch over and go to Fall Creek and get an update from Natalie Richards.
Good morning, everybody. So we're on track to have the ladder open April 16th. The mechanical engineers are down there with hydraulics coming Thursday to finish that commissioning. And I think Doug Richards is also down there working on the electrical. So our contractor won't be completely done with everything, but at least the ladder will be up and running. So are there any questions for me? Okay, that's all I have.
All right, thanks. Good news, Fall Creek is going to be in operation soon. So we're moving the phone around. The next update is Foster and Fish Weir did go in on March 6th. We started putting water through it. Everything looked good, and we started the fish study last week. And so we're going to be doing an ongoing study to evaluate the effectiveness of the new fish weir. We're testing two operations at the low pool, so the reservoir is still at low pool in case folks are wondering why Foster is not refilling, but this is not a new operation. We've been doing this for about maybe 10 years now. And then we're going to switch over to the high pool. We're going to refill at the end of April. Pool will be full by beginning of May, and then we're going to keep the pool full. And just to remind folks, with the new fish weir, we're able to operate the pool at the regular full pool, so we don't have to keep it 2 feet lower like we used to in the past. So that's good news. The new fish weir is in an operational. Fall Creek is going to be in operational in a couple of weeks, so we're hitting the ground running with things. Any questions on Foster?
Hey, Fenton, can you email the pictures that you were going to show today?
I will. As soon as I get back, I'm going to send the PDF with the pictures. Sorry about that. And I don't have internet connection right now, so I can't send it. So, because we're
don't
in
worry.
The conference room in the lobby, so it's not the same internet like we have for our work. So I'll send out the pictures to the group when I get back up to my desk.
That'd be great. Thanks, Fenton.
Any questions for Foster? All right, we're going to move on then to Cougar.
Okay, this is Chris Fadai, project manager. I'm just going to remind everybody that the 90% DDR is going to be completed by the PDT, hopefully by the end of this fiscal year, September, and then we'll have to do an in-house review. So I don't think it'll be ready for agency review until the November time frame. However, before we get to that point, there's a lot of design questions and interaction we have to do with you folks. So I'm going to have Scott Fielding kind of brief you on some of the items that are coming up that we plan to brief on at the next Bitterwitz meeting in May, and just give you a chance to maybe start thinking about those and be ready to have that discussion. Okay. Go ahead.
So in May, we would like to have a pretty long discussion on 5 different topics. So fish numbers, the anticipated fish numbers that we think are going to show up at the FSS. We've created a spreadsheet, and we'll share that with you. Fish holding and transportation, basically the size of the tanks that we are planning on designing and using. Fish separation, right now we're thinking about just separating adults from juveniles. Fishing depths of the FSS, which is right now at 1528 to 1690. And then finally, a fish disposition table, which I shared with some of you, and I think at the next meeting we can go through that disposition table. So I will send out a heads up on this again on some of the ideas that we're going to have to talk about. So there's 5 different ideas, and hopefully we can spend quite a bit of time at the May 1st Bitterwitz meeting to discuss all these.
Scott, does that include the volitional passage? No separation of fish at the top of the dam as one of them?
No, this is still trap and haul.
Okay, where are we at with... And that's one thing that Fenton, on the notes, I made a pretty strong statement about not wanting any kind of separating a fish at the top of the dam and having the separator at the bottom. And I mentioned that for both Cougar and Detroit. And I'm feeling like those thoughts are not being recorded anywhere. And I'm hoping that we see a lot more verbiage on that as we go forward.
So I'm going to let Chris address that since she's the project manager. Right now our task is to do trap and haul, and while I appreciate your comment on, you know, volitional passage and separating fish at the bottom, right now our design is strictly trap and haul. So we would separate fish at the top, right? We would, the adult bull trout would be put downstream and the juveniles would be put downstream.
Yeah, that's real problematic for me.
Okay.
Scott, does the design include an opportunity to incorporate trap and haul maybe as we move through the design process?
What?
Incorporate volitional,
Pipe down?
Right.
We are still looking at that. We don't even have criteria to do pipe bypass at this time.
I guess ODFW would appreciate just maintaining that option for volitional bypass as we move to the designs.
Absolutely. So there's a high head bypass team here in the core that'll be looking at some of those criteria for volitional / pipe bypass. But right now we need to get the FSS done. So right now it's trap and haul. We will design in the ability to maybe connect a pipe in the future off of the FSS so we don't have to redesign it.
Hey, so this is Elise, and I don't know if folks at the Corps were aware of the article that came out by
Peter Boyle last September in fisheries that does kind of an evaluation of two-way trap and haul programs, and that that a lot of them are not very successful. And so I have some concern about a lot of money being invested in two-way trap and haul, both at Cougar and at Detroit, and all that money being spent and the program not being successful. Really, not handling fish is the way to make this program successful, and is a way to make downstream passage successful. And I do feel like I realize you guys are in the design phase, but I feel like we need to maybe step back a little bit and say, is this really where the Corps wants to go with this? Because there seems to be mounting evidence that this is not a successful way to pass fish and a way to recover a species.
Right, I've not read that report. Were those high head projects in that two-way trap and haul?
Let's see, they had the Merwin Dam on the Columbia. Sorry, I'm not really seeing the height on the dams, the Deschutes, yeah, the Pelton, Round Butte. Actually, they look at, well, they look at Cougar, but they're looking at the portable floating fish collector,
yeah,
so that doesn't count. Yeah, the Cowlitz, Barrier Dam, Baker Dam, on the Skagit. So, sorry, I don't know if you know whether or not those are high head facilities. I don't actually know.
I don't know. I probably should read that article. Do you have that article handy? And if you wouldn't mind just responding to the entire Fitterway list and attaching it.
Yeah,
sure, I
can
do
that.
I think it's good for everybody to take a look at it. There are some motivations behind that particular report too. So, you know, read it, but, you know, read it with a grain of salt in some instances. The political motivations are pretty interesting too. We can talk offline. Anybody wants to talk about that?
Who's speaking now?
This is Melissa Judd. I don't sound anything like myself.
How are you?
I'm doing better. I'm upright. Thank you. I haven't had pneumonia, so it's...
Folks don't mind when... Sorry to interrupt you, Melissa, but when you're talking, because Erin is taking notes and she's also on the phone, so it'd be good for her to know who's talking.
Yeah, this is Melissa Judd. Sorry.
Thanks, Melissa. I'd appreciate having that conversation, and we can give you a ring.
Yeah, I think it'd be really helpful, and we can pull in a couple of other people. I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying either. I mean, that's the other thing, is that I haven't said much with the concept, but also there are motivations behind that report, which made the report come out in such a way that it was very one-sided. So.
We could definitely add that to our May 1st topic, too, on where the Corps' position is with trap and haul.
Yeah, so we'll be prepared since the May 1st meeting will be heavily based on the Cougar discussion. We can certainly have, you know, we've got 3 hours usually scheduled for Fritterwig, and we can certainly spend quite a bit of time discussing all the things that Scott would like to discuss, those topics, and including the trap and haul. And Jeff and Elise and Kelly, you know, if you feel that you're not being heard with your concerns on trap and haul and preference to pike bypass, we certainly welcome your input and make sure it's captured in the notes. So definitely add it to the notes when we send out a meeting minutes if it's not already there. And I was just looking at the minutes last week or last month, and I did see some notes about Jeff's concern. But you could also, in today's meeting minutes, when we send it out, as brief as it is, certainly add your comments or your concerns on us, you know, trap and haul versus pipe bypass and what you'd prefer to see so that it's captured properly.
We'll do that, Fenton. I think we probably ought to make a little stronger push at making our comments a little bit more clear.
And if you want, you can also take another day or two to add, because I was just looking at the minutes from last month, and I only saw comments from you on the Detroit discussion, nothing about Cougar. So as I mentioned earlier, if folks still need another day or two to add to this March meeting minutes. I can send it back out, but I'd like to finalize it by Monday.
Yeah, we will do that. We'll get some changes to you. Thanks, Benton.
And Jeff, this is Scott. Feel free to call me anytime. We can have conversations anytime you'd like.
So this is Chris. On with respect to Cougar and maybe Detroit also, it's the Corps is looking into the pipe bypass. They're trying to have the high head bypass team maybe take that on, but we're a ways away from being able to figure out if it's even feasible at our projects because of the huge fluctuations in the pools. We understand the biological benefit of pipe bypass, but we just don't know if it's feasible with the FSS. That is your collection platform. We still have to get that in place and then transfer the fish via pipe bypass somehow through at Cougar, the temperature tower. And how that works engineering-wise, we don't know, and we don't know if it's even feasible, and it's going to take time. And I would just encourage people to help support us in at least getting the FSS in place with trap and haul, the trap and haul option for transport, and allow the time for the design teams to figure out if we even can do pipe bypass and what that looks like. And as Scott mentioned, with Cougar, we're designing the FSS to have knockouts, if you will, for pipes to be added and somehow connected to the tower and do the volitional passage in the future if possible, if it's found to be feasible. So it's not that we're excluding it from our design, but in order to stay on some sort of schedule and get a floating collector out there sooner than later, we're staying with the truck and haul scenario for now. Does that make sense?
This is Jeff. No, I'm afraid bluntly, I don't think that makes sense at all, because I don't think the mounting evidence will support trap and haul for the long run. It's the collectors that are working right now in the Pacific Northwest are ones that just pass the fish and don't separate them at the top. Those are the ones that have the highest rate of success. And I don't think that we ought to be walking down the wrong path here, spending the amount of money that we are for things that we don't need to use in the future. And so I'm very concerned that we are spending the amount of money we are and spending the amount of time we are trying to do something that we know probably won't work.
So just realize that there'd be, if we stopped what we're doing right now with the truck and haul, there'd be, in my opinion, it hasn't been assessed fully, but there'd be a huge delay in the project. You'd have nothing out there then for many, many years until we figure out the volitional passage. So it's either you get something now or you don't get anything for quite a while, is kind of the balancing act that we're trying to do, Jeff. And
I understand that. That's it's just our frustration that we were at the volitional passage point at Cougar 8 years ago and had an option in there and it disappeared. And so I'm pretty frustrated that we are still not including that at Cougar.
I guess I can't respond to that. I'm not aware of volitional passage in the past.
I was on the PDT in 2010 when we were working on this, and we had three options, one of which was volitional.
And that was proven to not be feasible, so it was deprioritized, I think. Are you talking the Weir option?
Yeah, but I
it wouldn't work. If physically, you couldn't do it. So that's why it was deprioritized, and we went to the floating structures. So we understand there's new data and new information that's saying, really, that's kind of where we need to go. But like I said, it's a balancing act of when do we get something out there and start passing some fish at least while we figure it out.
Too late. again, I understand that, but I the decision was not did not include the rest of us that were on the PDT. It only included the Corps.
Well, that's not true. I don't want to get into a fight with you guys.
Okay.
Everything we produce, we give to you guys for review and comment, but ultimately, it is a federal decision.
I know.
You may not agree with the decision, Jeff, but you were given the opportunity to comment and give your opinion on it, but ultimately the decision does lie with the Corps. So we can have more discussion in May on these issues that Scott has mentioned. Totally understand the importance of volitional passage. I don't know how much more we can really talk about that, because not only do we have to figure out if engineering-wise, if we can do it with the huge fluctuations we have to engineer around, but we also need design criteria, and that's where I think NIMS and others need to help us. What's going to be acceptable? What's the design criteria? Because we need something to design to also. And that was part of the task of the Highhead Bypass team, was to prove what would work, you know, where the fish survived, and can we incorporate some of that information in the design criteria so we can have that discussion, start that discussion at least in May.
Any other thoughts or questions or comments from folks on the phone? Jeff, we hear you, and as Chris said, you know, our May meeting is going to be heavily based on the Cougar, and so we can certainly discuss all these concerns and questions and the list of other things that Scott had. And you can certainly put all your concerns in the meeting notes, too.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Any other thoughts or questions from people on the phone? We're at the end of our agenda, and the next step is the next meeting is on May 1, and we're gonna plan on starting at 9 o'clock, like the calendar invite says, just because we want to make sure that we have enough time to discuss all things related to Cougar and then updates from the other projects. And it would be good if folks could plan on attending the meeting in person. I'll reserve this fireside room so you don't have to check in with security, because since we're going to have this heavy discussion in Cougar, it would be nice to have folks in the room if you can make it, because it's always a better discussion when we're face-to-face than trying to do it over the phone. So if folks can plan on being here on May 1, 9 to 12-ish, or if we get done sooner, that would be great. I'll make baked goods.
Thanks, Ben. This is Elise. I'm going to jump off. Thanks for the meeting.
Okay. Thanks, Elise.
Bye.
Anybody else have any thoughts, questions, or input?
No. Next meeting in person sounds great.
All right. Jeff, do you think you'll be able to come up? You or Jeremy?
He just left for his other meeting, but I'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, if you guys can come, that would be great, because I think...
Yeah, I think so.
...discussion here face-to-face.
I agree. Maybe we can meet midway. All right. Thank you.
Anybody in the room have anything else? All right, well, thanks, everybody. Have a good rest of the day. Thanks for calling in.